the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us today. You're about to hear from four guitarists, four young guitarists along, well, their teacher's reasonably young too, but Eric Reeb is here from the Center for Young Musicians. And he has brought some students with him today, and you're going to get a chance to listen to each of them. And starting off first is somebody who's been with us twice. This is his, I think, second time being here. We'll talk a little bit after he plays. He's going to do two selections for us. This is Ian Ganesh. That was beautifully done, Ian. Come on over here by the blue microphone, and we'll talk together. And Alistair Johnson is going to be making his debut appearance on the radio shortly. We'll get him set up. Have a seat. And Ian, what songs did you just play?
The first one was A Toy, and the second one was Andante by Carcassi.
And how old are you?
Eight.
What grade are you in?
Third.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or give a shout out to?
Yes.
Why don't we start with whoever?
My mom.
Did your mom bring you here today?
No. My dad did.
So your mom's listening, hopefully.
I think, yeah.
I'm sure she probably
is. Because I gave
her
the radio station.
Is there anybody else you'd like to say hi to?
Yes. My dad, who's right there.
And how long have you played the guitar? When did you start taking lessons?
I started taking when I was in pre-K.
So you must really like playing the guitar.
I only started Suzuki when I was like in second or first grade.
What advice would you have for anybody who might be learning how to play and is still struggling a bit? Was it hard for you to learn?
Yes. Especially the song that I'm playing right now because I've never used because I'm using a very different finger. The song that I'm playing, that I'm learning right now, is called The Waltz.
And what finger do you use that you didn't normally?
The ring finger.
So the ring finger.
We call it the A finger.
That's on your left hand?
My right hand.
Or your right hand. So you're using it to when
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I even use my pinky on my left hand.
So that must be hard. Your fingers ever hurt when you play and press the strings?
It used to when I had metal strings. Yeah, it hurt a lot. But now, no, since I have nylon, no.
Well, you sounded very good.
And, thank you.
Now we have Alistair Johnson, who is a year older than you, I think. He's in fourth grade. And we'll take a listen to Alistair. He also has two songs. I think you will recognize both of these songs. Here he is. That was a great radio debut. Alistair Johnson, come on over and you can go back. We'll give that green mic workout. These are musicians who are studying with Eric Reeb at the Center for Young Musicians. It's not easy to play on the radio necessarily, and it's good to hear these students. How are you, Alistair?
I'm great.
You sounded great. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to or say hello to?
Well, my nanny, I hope she's listening right now, and I also want to have a shout out to my dad.
How long have you played the guitar?
For about 4 years.
You're very good. Was it easy to learn?
No. It's kind of hard when you have a lot of trick notes in a song because of something like the bass. Take me out to the ball game was pretty hard because of how much trick notes it had.
What's a trick note?
It's kind of like tricking your body to play a different note.
So your muscles or your fingers
want to do one thing, but it's actually telling you to do the other thing.
That has to take a lot of practice, I guess, to get used to it.
I only had two lessons.
What got you interested in playing the guitar?
I don't know, but I just thought it sounded really nice, and I just started to play it.
And did I just hear you say you've only had a few lessons?
Well, I've only had a few lessons before this concert. I had a lot of lessons, but I meant like I only had two lessons before this concert.
So a few rehearsals before getting ready to play these songs.
Yeah.
Well, you sounded very good. What do you like to do in addition to playing the guitar?
Well, I like playing different types of songs that I know because the ones I like make it sound really nice because I know how it goes and know when to stop and when to keep going and when the song's really fast and when the song's really slow.
Cool. And is there any, do you like sports or any subjects in school that you enjoy?
Well, I like math, PE, recess, lunch. the sports I like is football, water polo, swimming, baseball, tennis, and that's mostly it.
Boy, you like a lot. I meant to ask you that question, too. What else do you like to do besides playing the guitar?
I also like to play baseball. And I play on a team, and last year we sucked, and this year we're okay.
You're getting better this year. Well, that's good. Thank you. That's Ian's summary of the season. What's the name of your team?
The Diamondbacks.
The Diamondbacks.
Last year was the Cardinals.
So you keep changing.
Last year our record was 2-12, and this year it's 4-4.
Well, you're getting better.
Yeah, my team is getting better when there was less games.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Hi. Do you play on a team, too?
Well, I play a team on water polo. It's a very hard sport when you're in a 13-feet pool wrestling each other, trying for one ball, treading 13, water.
13 feet deep?
Yeah, 13 feet deep.
Wow.
Throwing a ball into two hoops, getting wrestled. It's a very hard sport.
Well,
I play it once a week. Tomorrow is my another lesson for me.
That's a lot. Keeping your hands busy with the guitar, your legs and arms busy with the water polo. Now, next we have Matthew Matisse, who, by the way, Ian goes to Winchester Thurston's city campus, and you're up at the north campus of the same school. And Matthew is a senior at Vincentian Academy, and he is going to play another song I think you're going to recognize. We'll talk with him afterwards and identify it just in case he didn't. There you have Matthew Matisse. And come on over, Matthew, and we'll get you in front of a microphone. And then Lachlan is going to close us out with a couple songs afterwards. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Jason, who mentions how much he's enjoying hearing the guitarists today. He just checked in to say hello. Thank you. Also, hello to Tracy, who is tuned in. That was Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight, and you you sounded great. How long have you been playing guitar?
About 2.5 years now.
And what prompted you to start playing and to pick up the instruments? You picked it up when you were 9th, 10th grade?
Yeah. Well, I always liked rock and roll and classic rock, and I thought what better way to actually connect with the music than to be able to play the songs that I love.
Well, that's great. Any thank yous or hellos you'd like to pass along?
I'd say hello to my mom, who's outside, and definitely my friends and my family in Pittsburgh.
Is your mom the one with the camera that's pressed up against the glass? She's nodding her head. You know, it seems like it is easier to learn when you're really young. Was it hard to pick up guitar?
It was easy to pick up the basics, but it's definitely a little harder to pick up some of the technical ability of playing notes. But I think, again, if you want to pick it up at any age, it's definitely something that's possible for anyone to do.
Any plans yet for you after high school? It's around the time you start to think of those things.
Well, I just got back from a few college visits, so I'll be applying to college within the next few weeks.
Do you know what you might want to major in?
I probably want to major in history and political science, a double major in that, and then perhaps go to law school afterwards.
Excellent. Matthew's a senior at Vincentian Academy. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Coming up is our final guitarist today. We have Lachlan McGinnis. Lachlan is a 9th grader at Shadyside Academy. I'm really curious to hear what he's going to play because he has a couple jazz standards, and he's also playing electric. We'll talk with him after he plays. Take it away, Lachlan. That's the first of two songs from Lachlan, Fly Me to the Moon, and we'll hear another. You might want to turn up just a little bit if you've got a knob on your guitar, and we'll listen to the next. A great song for this time of the year. Thank you. Very nicely done. That's Lachlan McGinnis. And Lachlan, why don't we have you come over where Matthew was just sitting so that we can bring that mic a little closer to you. That was great, Autumn Leaves. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 6 years.
It shows. Any shout-outs or hellos to pass
hi
on?
To my parents, hi to my brother, all that stuff, you know.
And do you play in any groups at all?
Actually, I play the violin. I'm in a trio group for that, but not in the guitar.
And do you typically play jazz? Do you especially like it?
I mean, it's fun. It's relaxing.
Yeah, it sounded just that way. All of you sounded great today. Did anybody want to say something that they forgot to say? Let me turn first. Let's see. Why don't we talk to Alistair first? What were you going to say? Lean a little closer to your mic so we can hear you.
I want to say that if anyone actually is listening to here and playing guitar, don't be kind of afraid.
Don't be afraid of it. So if you're listening and thinking of playing, not to be afraid to do it.
Yeah.
That's a good thought. Ian, I saw you had your hand up.
So, for example, if you want to, play guitar and...
You don't want to touch the mic there. We can play with that later if you want.
If you want to play guitar, just go to the store, buy one, and then just start playing.
Just do it. That's good advice.
You don't have to have lessons. You just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can learn. It's always
good. How I learned that is from this movie called Coco.
That's how you learn to just do it.
Yeah, because that's what Miguel did.
I see. Well, that's good. And
he just learned it without lessons.
And Eric's a good teacher, though, I'm sure.
Yes.
Alistair's got something else to add.
I'm going to add to that Coco thing. First of all, he had to find a guitar. He had to make his own. And also, he kind of listened to all the, I can't remember his name, but I think his dad's videos.
I remember the name. It's De La Cruz.
De La Cruz. The movie's good and all, but, he learned from the videos. He learned how to play the melody for it. And then after he took the real guitar of it, he kind of got stuck in, an underworld or something.
Very cool. Interesting. Did you guys have anything else to add? I'm getting shrugs. And thank you both. And Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Clearly a great teacher. And thanks to the Center for Young Musicians for being with us today, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.